President Ford recommended initially a budget with a $52 billion deficit in it, which was horrendous enough. It was felt he had to do that because of the declining economy and the unemployment situation. But now it looks like this deficit may well run to 75 or 80, or some people are predicting $100 billion. Tell me why Congress does any of this. I think a $70 billion deficit in the present situation is horrendous. It can only be inflationary in the long run. But I guess the answer is political pressure. We are a political environment here in Washington. I guess the strongest instinct in Washington is survival, and that's awfully strong for a man who's elected every 2 years.
Well, you're advising the president to veto this bill for his own political survival. Shouldn't he sign it?
No, I don't advise him for his political survival. My approach to this bill is not that of a politician. It's that of one who's genuinely interested in the welfare of agriculture and the welfare of America. I just don't think this bill is good for American agriculture. In the last 3 years, we've gotten the government off the backs of our farmers. Carolyn, to use a good farm expression here, we had a whole flock of bureaucracy out in the country telling our farmers what they could grow and what they couldn't grow, when they could market, what they'd get paid for it, and that type of thing. We've stopped that now, and we've returned management to our farmers. We've got our agriculture market oriented. We've built up our export markets very substantially. We've almost trebled in the last 3 years. I want to maintain that. I think the track we're on right now is best for farmers, it's best for consumers, it's best for America. And I think that's good politics. I just happen to be one that thinks that if it's right, it's good politics, too.
Well, you obviously, Mr. Secretary, believe in the free market forces, and you want that to apply to the farm field just as you do to other fields.
Well, relatively, Carolyn, you've got to have some restraints and some help, as we have in the existing farm bill. We have target prices now, but they're at a level where there's no danger of them becoming the incentive price to produce for the government.
But isn't the farmer himself saying, through this farm bill, which generally he's supporting, isn't he saying that he really does want some stability and a lot more government interference in the market?
Well, let's wait a minute. You say which generally he is supporting. The American Farm Bureau Federation has come out in opposition to the farm bill. The American Farm Bureau Federation is by far and away our largest farm organization. It has 2.6 million family members. The next largest farm organization, general farm organization, is the Farmers Union, which has only 300,000 members. As a matter of fact, they've held fairly constant at that membership for some years, whereas the Farm Bureau has been growing in membership. So the largest organization is out in opposition to this bill. And oddly enough, the AF-LCIO, headed by George Meany, has endorsed the bill. And that's a very unique situation, to have labor endorsing a bill and to have the major farm organization opposed to the bill. And Karen has led me to observe that whenever the head of the AF-LCIO endorses a farm bill, I want to read the fine print. And I want to see what kind of deal was back of that, what kind of trade was back of it in the Congress. There's something that doesn't add up here.
It's not just labor that's supporting this bill, but a lot of urban congressmen, which is another unusual thing.
This is because organized labor has said we want the bill. It's because the caucus leadership in the Democratic Party in the Congress has said we want the bill. And there is a pretty strong affinity between them and the leadership in labor, as
well,
you know.
Well, if prices are going to go up through this bill, why is labor supporting it?
Carolyn, that's a very good question. I might throw it back to you. Obviously, there's been a trade, as there are always trades in the Congress, and you have to trade to get things through. And the trade here obviously has been, if you support me on this farm bill, then our bloc will come along and support you on food stamps for strikers, on higher minimum wages, on public service employment, or whatever comes along.
You're saying log rolling.
Well, obviously, that's the name of the game in this town, and I'm quite sure that's what's taking place here. But take a look again. With the largest farm organization in opposition to the bill, with the largest labor organization in favor of the bill, something doesn't add up, Carolyn.
Mr. Secretary, aside from the effect of this farm bill, if the president signs it or if it's passed over his veto, what can we look forward to in the way of prices for the rest of the year? Is it going to be more of the same, or are we going to have a drop in some areas?
Well, as you said at the start of this discussion, Carolyn, some food prices have declined. Beef is a pretty good buy in the stores now, as you know. Our beef farmers are hurting, as you well know. 15 months ago, prime cattle were selling, or choice cattle were selling, for $55 to $60 a hundred. They're now around $40 at Omaha. That's a pretty serious decline, and that's being reflected in the retail counters. Not fully. Processing and distribution costs have increased some, but there are good beef buys. And if you pick up tonight's paper and look at the food ads, you have full-page ads with specials there. There are some other good buys. Potatoes, for example, are down raised substantially from a year ago. Rice is down. Some fruits and vegetables are down. If we have a good crop of fruits and vegetables this summer, they'll be down. The index of prices received by our farmers at the farm level right now is approximately 15% below a year ago. The index of prices they pay is up 10%. This is that cost price squeeze that you hear about farmers having. But I think food prices have come up very slightly the last 2 or 3 months, not much. I think they'll be fairly level in the next 2 or 3 months, might increase just a little bit depending on what happens to labor costs and transportation costs. And then if we have a good crop this summer, which we fully anticipate now, I would anticipate that food prices at retail will level off, might even decline a little bit in the last half of 1975.